This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, going to be podcast at usfdracing.org, and we appreciate everybody checking out. Mobile International Speedway, Deep South Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway are all the sponsors. And let me tell you about today. Joe McCardle standing by with Sunny South Raceway. Not only does he have the Bandoleros Nationals coming up in just a few weeks, they're racing tonight, a big night of racing. Also, the Bombers are going to take their show on the road, and they're going to be racing a couple of nights here in August. So, well, Joe's going to tell us all the information. Charlie Welch checks in, our friend from Fairground Speedway in Nashville, as we're getting ready for the All-American 400 October 4th, 5th, and 6th. And he's throwing out a big invite to all local classes to also come up. I think we might have to make a run up there and see Charlie at Nashville. We've got TJ Thompson standing by. He's a driver in the number 54 Bomber. Last week in Mobile International Speedway, had a horrific accident, was actually left the track on in an ambulance, and we'll talk with him after he's left the hospital, what his latest is, if he's getting back in the car. I know he wants to. Tim Bryant also checking in with Five Flag Speedway. So much to cover, and I tell you, gave Rick Crawford the day off, get him some rest this morning, so we got the mouth of the South and the announcer. I love it. Chris Carter. And Chris, good morning. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, Kane. How are you, my friend?
Hey, doing good. Your voice is a little off. What's going on, brother? You're already cheering, aren't you?
You said it earlier, mouth of the South.
Well, I tell you what, man, you last weekend were actually, you were injured in an accident in a race car. And who would have thought the announcer at Mobile International Speedway is dumb enough to get in a car? I thought they already had one announcer that does that. No, you didn't even just pick a Bomber. No, sir, you went in, and you went in the winning car, though, of the Demolition Derby. And the big question is you actually got injured, and you were looking a little rough afterwards. Are you okay, and what happened, bud?
Yeah, I'm fine, man. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, me and Rick were talking, and we're here to entertain the fans.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of pride myself on being loud and trying to be as knowledgeable as I can on what's going on at the racetrack from being there for so many years and stuff like that. And like I said, me and Rick were talking, and, you know, it was like, why don't we just let me get into a Demolition Derby car and commentate from inside the car as we do this? And I've never, ever, never, and Googled it, and we looked into it, have even heard of anybody doing this.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, let's be different, let's be unique, and let's put Chris Carter in the car while we bang around with each other with Colin, and which is Rick's son. And it was interesting, it was different, but, you know, I didn't get to do my job well because about the fourth hit, I guess. Mm-hmm. They got hit so hard, the radio just flew out of my hands and out the window, and so I was kind of lost after that.
Well, but, and then you got injured. You look like someone shot a bullet through your finger. I mean, it blew apart your finger somehow, and I mean, I know you just got to the doctor, and you're getting it all stitched up. They were worried about infection. I mean, it was a pretty serious cut that you got, man.
At first, yeah, I knew something had happened, mm-hmm. but I didn't feel that it didn't register,
right.
But it was throbbing in the blood. There's just blood was everywhere.
Yeah, I've seen pictures on Facebook. Thanks a lot for posting those.
On my neck, on my pants. And then, you know, when things kind of slowed down, I got out of the car. When I jumped out of the car and my feet hit the ground, I realized it. I was really, you know, and I'm not embarrassed to say this mm-hmm. at all. I really felt like I was going to pass out. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, Lord, check this out. But, you know, and I didn't get to celebrate with Colin and all that.
Yeah.
But I probably went to brace myself, and as you know, there's no glass in the car, so I probably went to brace myself, and I went and grabbed that post, and you know, and in the heat of the moment, you're just not really thinking, and we got hit pretty hard, and it just kind of ripped that little finger on the right hand just to the bone, and a little nerve damage and stuff like that, but hey, you know me, it is what it is. And
welcome to the circus.
Right, but you know, once again, like just with TJ Thompson and everything,
yeah.
and how people come to check on you and people that's called. And, mm-hmm. you know, I've heard from people from Michigan, but it's really, mm-hmm. you know, I heard somebody say Chris's finger's in the car. He's lost his finger. He's been shot while in the Demolition Derby.
Oh, yeah, of course you're going to hear all those rumors. Of course.
But, hey. In the end, would I do it again? Heck yeah, I would, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, well, and I tell you, that was just one of the races. There was great racing all along, but we do have to mention TJ Thompson, who's standing by here in just a few minutes. He had a real serious accident. He and the number 8 of B.J. Latham were just racing hard, and neither of them wanted to give up the spots, and it was almost like synchronizing, spinning into 3 and 4. And then after that, all hell broke loose. I mean, there was a number 5 car that was out there. I forget his name. I want to say it's Donnie or Donald. I might be off, though, but he was just getting back to racing, and gosh darn, he was wiped up in it, too, and it was some serious wrecks. Lots of carnage.
Well, great entertainment. That's exactly what happened. I mean, the guys put on a great show. That's what they're there for.
Yeah.
You know, the race cars, the guys in the race cars are there to put on a show. Me, the announcer, Derek came along, the other announcer. Our job is to entertain these people. Our job is to make sure these people get what they deserve. They pay money to get in. So we're really no different than the WWE or anything like that. I mean, we got to make sure they're entertained. And, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and say it's easy for me to have to sit there and think of things to say under a 45-minute red flag. I mean, you know, I interview little kids that can't even talk all the way up to almost doing a cartwheel down a front stretch myself. But, you know, regarding that T.J. Thompson thing and everything with B.J. Latham, I am very adamant about speaking my mind. I'm not scared to speak my mind. That's what Rick Crawford hired me for.
Yep.
And, you know, it was clearly a racing incident. You know, point fingers or anything, and people talk about B.J. Latham and people talk about T.J. B.J. Latham was one of the very few drivers that Chris Carter does not personally know. Mm-hmm. He knows me. I know who he is. I know T.J. Thompson well. His mom, she hugs my neck every time. Class act, great people. Mm-hmm. I know him. And, you know, I called T.J. the next day, and he'll tell you this, to check on him, make sure everything was okay. And, you know, it was clearly a racing incident. I don't think, personally, that B.J. Latham did nothing on purpose, you know.
And I agree with you.
And it is what it is. But, you know, let's go back to what I just said earlier, Kane. Man, it's been a long time since I've seen that many hits and that hard in one night of racing. But there's not one race. If we ask the first-timers to even interview the lady that was there for the first time, she'll be back.
Everybody
there did their job, and it was a great night of racing, and I was very pleased, and I know my boss, Rick Crawford, was pleased too.
Well, just a couple more seconds, because I know TJ's standing by. A great run, and it was good to see Donald and Don Crocker back in victory lane together. It was such an emotional night. I get chills thinking about it. You know, Donald Crocker's such a class act when it comes out of that race car, and his dad was so emotional, the loss of his mother earlier this year. It still really hit that family hard, but they're still racing, and even when they said they weren't going to come back, they've come back, and they've done a great job.
You know, we don't have enough time for me to sit here and talk about all these guys. You know, Donald Crocker and his dad, man, I mean, and Mr. Trailer, class act. I mean, they were just awesome people. And I've been watching Donald, man, since he was in a little go-kart, since he was racing the legend cars at Sunny South, and I run that track for Mitch Smith. And, I mean, it's just all these guys, and Brandon Howell, I mean, him and Donald being teammates, and you know, Donald earned that win, and it's been a while since I've seen a hot rod like that. So, you know, like I said, we can sit here and talk about everybody. I do my best to get around and thank everybody for being there, and I love them all. And we can talk for days about how good people everybody is at our track. But, hey, I feel in my heart, even after being in Montgomery and all these other places, we've got the best, most unique track there is in the whole Southeast.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. Now we're back on the phone, like we just said a couple minutes ago. T.J. Thompson, the number 54, used to be the number 54. My goodness, man, first of all, you had a terrible accident. You're running up front. A great battle, one of those racing things, but you were transported in an ambulance. That's never a fraternity you want to be in at the racetrack. And the most biggest question everyone's been asking on Facebook, and I know a lot of people have been going on to Mobile Speedway's website and asking questions. How are you, man?
Man, I just want to thank everyone about asking about me. It's real nice to have everyone that cares and wants me to get back out there as fast as I can. I just want to thank everybody about that. But
TJ, it was tough to see you laying on the pavement after this accident when your car was shortened by about 3 feet.
Yeah, that kind of scared me a little bit. But
Tell me what was the experience. Okay, this was a race that Hurricane Motorsports sat out on, and we didn't decide to race this weekend. And I'll tell you what, we would have been right in the middle of it, I believe. What happened with you driving into Turn 3? Go back in your mind and tell us what happened in this wreck.
I dove into 3 under B.J. Latham, and I think in between me pushing up and him coming down, we just got each other.
It looked like it was synchronized spinning. I mean, it really was. It's one of those things where you see that, where it's one of those things you guys touch and you both were spinning the same direction.
Exactly.
But then all hell broke loose.
Yeah. I think what happened was when I pushed up, he came down just a touch because he thought he was clear.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've always had concern about is running radios in the bombers. If he had a radio, his spotter could have said he's still there.
You know, that was an argument that came up, you know, because I know not always do we have what's called receivers for racers who don't know, and I race with TJ in the bombers class. It looks like a beeper, and it's a one-way radio that the race director talks about. Now, some complaints have been that the race director just doesn't say enough information, and that's another reason why you could have had so much damage on that car. I don't know because I didn't hear it. I wasn't listening to the receiver this weekend.
Yeah, he really didn't say much about anything. All of a sudden, we just spun. He didn't say spinning in the on turn three or nothing. He just said caution's out. And I talked to the flat man. He said he was flipping the light as fast as he could because all he heard was caution.
Yeah.
He said he didn't know where. He said he just happened to look over and saw everything happening. And then by the time I saw what was happening, it was just too late. I just piled in to everybody, and that was coming, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, you had enough oomph to get out of the car, but when you did, you laid right on the asphalt. What was going through your mind then?
I have no idea what was going through my mind then. I just knew. Actually, when I was laying on the ground, all I could do was ask about how my car was.
There's a racer right there, brother. I was the same way, man. I remember when they had to cut the top roof of my car, I was hurting. I'm like, the car's done, isn't it? Yeah, you're done. That's not what they said, but you know.
Yeah, I was laying on the ground. My dad came up. He said, "You all right?" I said, "I don't care how I am." I said, "How is my car?" He said, "I ain't worried about your car."
And to be honest, the car's totaled, right?
Yeah, it's done completely. We're looking, trying to find another car. If we don't get back out there this season, we'll definitely have a car built ready for next season.
What has been the bomber class like for you? What has it been?
I love the bomber class. It's fun, and it's just a great learning experience. And everybody have a chance to drive that want to drive in the bomber class.
What would you change besides having the radios maybe in the cars? Because that's a valid argument. We've said it before, too.
Safety of the cars.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
We need to have a car built exactly like a sportsman because we're only 1 to 2 seconds off of a sportsman.
Yeah.
And we need exactly the same as the roll cage, same as that safety as a sportsman has.
From someone who's gone through a terrible wreck, I can agree with you on that because I know after my wreck, and it was actually as crazy as it was a year ago to the date that you had yours, August 4th, and I was thinking about that while you were on the track thinking, oh, my gosh, man, full moon.
And that's crazy.
It is crazy. So it was a blessing that you weren't hurt any worse than what you are. You were bruised up. You're still stiff and sore. But, I mean, you were like, the next day I saw a picture of you sleeping on the couch at your house on Facebook, and you were still ready, like, let's go work on a car. I mean, that's awesome, man. So you've got the disease, don't you?
I love it. I've been in the racing since I was 4 years old.
TJ,
finally called my dad and let me drive.
Well, who are the sponsors that have helped you this year before we go?
Okay, my dad especially, my mom and dad. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't be out there.
Right.
And Jonathan Langham, West Barnhill. I know I'm naming off drivers, but they're the ones that helped me. And Fifth Avenue Restaurant Lounge, Terry's Tavern, Lisa with the photos, Allen 2 Motors, that's really it.
Well,
Life by the Drop with Aunt Mary and Pride of Design, Blake White.
Well, I tell you what, I hope that we see you back out there this year, and I know for a fact, I imagine at least before the Snowball Derby, we'll get you a car out there, and we look forward to you getting out there. But the most important thing is that you're okay. The fans were concerned. It blew up over the weekend, really worried about you. So God is good all the time. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hey, TJ, thanks for coming on the show, and we look forward to seeing you back at the track.
All right, I appreciate it, Kane.
All right, no problem. Again, that's TJ Thompson, driver of the number 54, and thank goodness he was okay. Coming up, shifting gears to the small track in the round track we like to call Sunny South Raceway. Stand by. Joe McCardle's going to talk about those bombers racing at his track. Show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Deep South Speedway, and, of course, Sunny South Raceway, which, yes, by the way, they are racing this weekend. And they've got the man who's going to get it all started today. Of course, it's Joe McCardle standing by. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Good morning, Kane, and thanks for having me on.
Oh, as always, it's a pleasure. Now, I've been watching your website, sunnysouthraceway.org. Now, you've got a bunch of stuff coming up. We're going to talk about, of course, the Bandolero Nationals coming up in just a few weeks. weeks. The fact that the Bombers are coming back, and it's been a long time since we've been able to bring that circus to your track. But you've got a poll up there, and we've been keeping track. And so far, you at Sunny South Raceway wanted to know, opinion on keeping the races on Saturday night or going to Friday nights next season. Right now, Fridays are leading 81% to 76%. Still close, but what are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's what it is, the poll. We kick it out there for a reason. We are testing the waters for next year. You know, we're the little track that could, the biggest kept, the best kept secret in Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to look at different stuff different next year.
Well, I know you had some racing that we're getting ready for. Young Kyler Bean was on the show last weekend, and I know he'll probably be out there with the Mighty Mites tonight, won't he?
Yes, sir. Mighty Mice will definitely be out tonight, and we're expecting a full, you know, there's 10 of those little bitty dudes.
Wow, are you serious?
there's 10 of them, man. But, yeah, we're expecting them. We've got two teams coming in from Texas to, they've got the track running again Saturday, plus they're going to run with us again tonight.
Oh, see, that's awesome. And, again, let's talk about that again. You're really excited, and it's an honor to have the Nationals for Bandoleros. And you've had a lot of people coming from different states, from all over the country, checking your track out. And, again, I want you to tell everybody, what are they saying about your facility there?
Well, number one, they can't believe that we're down here on the Gulf Coast and they never heard of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Which some of them has come through and talked about it, but, yeah. They love the place. They like the clean bathrooms. They like the total asphalt pits.
Yep.
They like how we are doing things. And you got to remember, we are a small track, so therefore everything is kind of cut back a different scale.
Yeah.
You can actually sit in the bleachers. You know, you got the complete track in front of you, and then you got the whole pits behind you. And there's excitement and stuff everywhere you turn around, but it's right there like in front of you.
Yeah, yeah, and that's true, and it's a very, very family-friendly track. I always say that,
yes,
too.
Sir.
No alcohol involved.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We have got my children, my grandchildren, for instance, was raised at the track. You know, they're allowed to do their thing. They're at the age now where they can go to concession stand by themselves and don't have to be worried about getting run over and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
we
control it real good. We really do.
Well, tell us about the track. What exactly is the size of the track for people who might not know?
The track is what we call a high bank track, a quarter mile.
Yeah.
It's a D-shaped oval.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking 18 degree in the turns, 6 degree down the back straightaway, and 12 degree coming up the front.
And I have to say, it's one of the funnest tracks I've been on.
Yes, sir.
From Stingers to us bringing our Bombers back, we can't wait.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to the Bombers coming back.
You know, there was a lot of talk over there. Mobile International had a lot of people come up and ask about it. And again, it's August 25th and also on the 31st. That's a Saturday and a Friday. And like you said last weekend, Mobile International Speedway rules and payout.
And payout.
So that's huge. And I know
that's what we're doing.
What about people that want to test? Get testing in. Now, we know that you guys will open up the track at 4, and from 4:30 to 6:30, you have the track open up. But what if someone, one of these other Bomber drivers, I've had a lot of people on Facebook ask about it from Pensacola even. Well, what do we need to do about trying to get some practice time on your track? You can tell them what.
All right. If they're going to hold out for that practice, here is the best I can do. The track rental is $130 an hour with an EMT present. My insurance company says I can't put more than three on at a time. I'm speaking on putting them on the track.
Right.
Because then it's considered racing. So what you do is you go down there and get your best buddy and come have him share the cost of the $130. Split it, in other words. All Sunny South is looking for is $130 an hour.
Is there a limit? Do you have to have an X amount of hours?
Minimum of two.
Yeah.
And what that is, it generally gets into nighttime, and then, you know, we turn them lights on.
It gets expensive then, doesn't it?
Yes, sir. Oh, Alabama Power wants their money.
Yeah, I guarantee it. Well, what do we expect to see tonight at the track?
Tonight, we have a little extra little thing going on. We had the Powder Puff women and the Stinger class.
Oh, that's always fun. Oh, my gosh, really?
Yes, we do. Plus, we have the bicycle races at halftime.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We got all divisions. We have the Legends, the Bandoleros.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Stingers. We have the Pro Challenge, the bicycles, and the women.
Now, you know, you need to throw them a curveball, and you need to make them go backwards on that track. I think they might already have their hands full, though, huh?
You know we have talked about that.
Oh, are you serious?
We have talked about it, but a couple, two of the women has never drove the Stinger.
Oh.
In fact, being the nice people we are, we're going to give them a half-hour practice from 6 to 6:30 tonight.
That's cool.
Just to get them adjusted.
That'll be a lot of fun, and I know that there are probably some women out there that could probably beat some of those guys out there, so you might be surprised tonight.
It might be.
Well, the website, sunnysouthraceway.org, and again, we're going to be racing the Bombers out there on the 25th and the 31st. We'll definitely be pumping out quite a bit. What else can you tell us about the track for tonight?
It's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's nice weather.
Definitely no rain.
Mm-hmm.
I've already got the inside word on the rain. If it rained, I've been told it's going to quit at 3:30.
Oh, good.
And then we're going to come do our thing.
Well, I know it's going to be great. Keep an eye on you on Facebook and also on the website. And, Joe, we appreciate you coming on the show as always.
Thank you, Kane.
Absolutely. Again, that's Joe McArdle, one of the hardest working guys you're going to see at the track, because not only is he up there in the tower, he's actually got the race team there, and he's a wonderful man. He's a good teammate here on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Coming up next, we've got more to talk about. How about Five Flag Speedway? Had a great night of racing, Demolition Derby last night, and of course, they also had the Faster Faster race. So great news there. Tim Bryant standing by, and also Charlie Welch from Fairmount Speedway in Nashville, October 4th, 5th, and 6th, the All-American 400 back, and our local guys might be traveling up there. We'll talk about it coming up next on the show. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, a wild ride for TJ Thompson in number 54, Mobile International Speedway. You heard him. He's ready to go back racing again. Just a little bit of bruise. That's good. Also, hey, thanks to Joe McArdle at Sunny South Raceway. Again, the Bombers are going to be racing out there when they have the Bandolero Nationals. That's exciting. And I'm also excited here in a few minutes. Charlie Welch from Fairground Speedway in Nashville. My buddy Charlie called up and said, hey, we want to talk about the All-American 400 coming up October 4th, 5th, and 6th. And he's really trying to get and invite a lot of local drivers. I think Hurricane Motorsports might roll up there for that weekend if we don't have anything going on, and maybe see if we can get in some trouble. Last night, a big night scheduled to Tim Bryant's Five Flag Speedway, and as we move forward, ticket sales for the Snowball Derby. Is it time already, Tim?
It's really time, Kane, and where's the summer gone? As our regular season actually is looking at coming to a close, just three events remaining on the regular season schedule, but already a lot of folks in Snowball Derby mode.
Mm-hmm.
Our ticket renewals, of course, ran through August 1st. I'm just tickled to death to tell you the ticket sales were far surpassed where they've ever been before as far as renewals. Now, the remaining tickets, and there still are some good ones, I want to emphasize that, but they'll go on sale this week. Wednesday, 9 a.m., August the 15th.
And it won't take long for it to sell out. I mean, since I've been driving, and we come over there and we race it, and since I also work, play around at the microphone every once in a while over there, I've enjoyed it so much. And the best way to describe it, and we've talked about this before, it's like a NASCAR race. It has that electricity, and you've done such a great job in promoting it. You've got the best drivers in the country, in the world. You've got people from Canada that come. What do you expect this year? Obviously, you know, the economy has a lot to say. You can turn on any NASCAR race, you can see tons of empty seats. It's been a struggle through a lot of the local tracks this year as well. Weather has been playing a lot of major issues with racing along the Gulf Coast, where most of the world, or at least our country, is dying for rain. We've got too much. So,
well, certainly we've had our share of that. It's been a testy summer for sure. And, you know, one thing that I would like to add in, we want to make sure that we share the credit with what the Snowball Derby has grown into with the entire racing community. We play a small role here as operators of the track. But this community, and I say the Pensacola Gulf Coast area, we got some great fans in the Mobile and Mississippi areas. They've really embraced the Snowball, and they've helped the event grow to what it is. So certainly a lot of these out-of-towners come down here, and they're just in awe of what the crowds are and how the people are up close and personal to the racers. And so, anyway, it certainly is a group effort, and that's continuing as far as this year goes. Our entry list is looking really good. In the coming weeks, we'll be announcing some names. But certainly, no matter who enters this race, I can promise you, Derek, the guy with the target on his back is going to be none other than the number nine of Chase Elliott.
Yeah, and you know he's been back, and he's already been talking about it. He says, you know, I'm pumped and ready for this year's return to the Snowball Derby. I had him on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he said that's still one of his favorite tracks to go and race at due to the fact that it's a driver's track, he says. You know, they're like Mobile International Speedway. If you've got a motor, you can get around that track. You can't use that same motor at Five Flags because you got to turn and slow down in them turns.
Well, I tell you, a driver has to have a certain niche for a track like this, and many of them have been coming here year after year, you know, just trying to figure it out. And of course, Chase Elliott figured out pretty darn quickly, I must tell you, but he's, I think, the exception rather than the rule.
Yeah. Now, you've also got, not only that, like I said, you've only got three more races. So for next season, when do you start working on races and events? I know this year we kind of lost our Wing Sprint Car Series. They didn't come back because they really couldn't promise enough car counts. Is that, again, going back to the economy thing we talked about, Tim?
I think it was economics with the case of the Tampa Bay Area Racing Association. Of course, they're trying to regroup, and they have put on some great races here in the past. So if they can get their strength back up as an organization, certainly we can put them back on the schedule next year. The must-see Extreme Wing Sprint Car Series based out of Michigan that opened up here down in March, we're in all likelihood we'll be back on the schedule, and we'll have a few other things in store. And, you know, of course, the racing industry in general, you know, from short tracks to big tracks, has faced it some tough times. And I mean, it's our job to figure out what the fans want and what the drivers want, and try to throw that all in a bag and come out with the best mix we can. So I believe I'm safe in telling you you'll see some changes in racing here next year. But you know what? I think we can, with the smart people that we have involved in the Gulf Coast racing circles, why. We can put our heads together and figure out some improvements for sure.
Well, your next big race coming up on the 24th, it's a Friday again, August 24th, Alan Turner Pro Late Models are back for 100 laps. That's number four race, and that's been a pretty good series.
Yeah, we had a strong field of cars at our last Alan Turner Series race, and of course, you know, back to the Snowball again. Yeah. The more specific, the Snowflake 100 that happens the night before the Snowball is on people's minds. So we're expecting a good field of cars for that night. It'll be a doubleheader weekend. They'll be here on Friday night and on to John Dykes' South Alabama Speedway on Saturday night for the second half of a doubleheader, and then we take a month off here at Five Flags and come back with back-to-back championship races the latter part of September.
Isn't that crazy to say you take a month off? But you need to, you guys obviously getting ready for the big event, like you said, the first weekend of December is our Five Flags Speedway's Snowball Derby. What year number is it now? I should know this.
This will be the 45th.
Wow.
And, you know, we couldn't be more excited about it. Already thinking about the 50th annual, if that seems fathomable. But, you know, we talk about taking a month off. We're certainly not encouraging racers to take a month off. We've got some big events coming up, including the Lee Fields Memorial 150 coming up in early September. So we'll let our guys kind of rest here, go over there and do some great racing, and then come back here for their championship runs.
Well, let's ask real quick for the local drivers who are listening to the show. We got quite a few of them, Pensacola, Mississippi, all the local drivers coming wanting to play at the Snowball Derby and take their chances to bring home the beautiful trophies and the just pretty much the prestige of it. That's why we come. What do we need to know about when can we start giving you money to come play at your track?
Well, the entry blanks are on our website, and the sooner a guy gets them in, you know, the better. There is a and it's not for a month or two yet,
sure.
But there is a deadline for early entry fee, so a guy can save a little money. So the sooner a guy gets his entry in, and that pertains to the Bombers, the Sportsmen, the Modifieds, and the Superstocks, all great race nights here Thursday and Friday during Snowball Week.
Well, have you thought about next year's schedule? I know you were talking about maybe doing some things different with classes. I know we've struggled with Superstocks over at Mobile. They've included the truck over there, you know, so they've got the trucks and cars. But you really have had some great racing in that Superstock class, which about a year or so, maybe a year and a half ago, you wouldn't get as many cars. Do you think that class is coming around?
Well, you know what? It has been a pleasant surprise in the number that we've had. However, you know, I will tell you, one of the problems we have in our areas. We've got so many classes,
yeah.
It takes, you know, X number of racers and kind of dilutes them up. So
yeah.
Certainly we wish we could do some consolidation. We don't want to leave anybody holding the bag with a car that's not legal for
right.
anything. So therefore, we kind of alter our schedule from time to time, and
mm-hmm.
we, you know, flip-flop divisions. We wish we could run them all every time we have a race, but once again, we have to try to get folks home at an early hour
yeah.
or at a decent hour. So there's a lot of factors that go into figuring scheduling and,
mm-hmm.
of course, what classes run on what dates and what have you. But we're going to be working on all that stuff, and hopefully we'll come up with something that everybody will be happy with.
Well, I guarantee you the racing's always great, whether you're behind the wheel or in the stands. And I know it'll be packed out again in December, so get your tickets early for Five Flag Speedway. How about that? 45th anniversary of the Snowball Derby. I'm starting to feel old. Tim, we appreciate it, and you have a great weekend. We appreciate you checking in, and as we get closer, we'll get more updates as we're getting really ready for this big event.
Thank you so much, Kane. Always a pleasure to be on Full Throttle.
Oh, no problem. Again, there's Tim Bryant, one of the hardest-working promoters you'll see in Pensacola for sure, and in Florida in the Panhandle. It's just an honor to have him on the show, and I love racing this track. Boy, it's a lot of fun. Hey, another track that's really, I've heard, is fun. A lot of history there. We're going to learn about it here in a couple minutes. How about Charlie Welch with Fairground Speedway in Nashville? He's ready to invite all the golf pros to come up and go play on his track, the All-American 400, October 4th, 5th, and 6th. We're going to talk to him here shortly about what kind of crowds he's getting and how he's been able to survive. Remember, we've had him on a couple years ago, and the city tried to close this track down. We helped get it turned around. We'll talk to him next on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Welcome back to the show, Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, later today, podcast on usfdracing.org. That is the team website, United States Fire Department Racing. We've teamed up with them, and what a great, great group of folks. They go to racetracks, and what they do is they get the racetracks to actually have their EMTs, firemen, and emergency folks in half price. And they've got a great track program. We love to race for our volunteers because, hey, I've hit the wall, and they're the first person you see. I appreciate that. Charlie Welch, what a stranger. We haven't heard from him in a while. Let's see how Nashville's doing. It's Fairground Speedway, and welcome back to the show, man.
Well, thanks, Kane. Glad to be back with you.
Charlie, it is good to hear from you. You know, we had some issues a few years ago. The city tried to close down the track, and talk about a 180. You've had amazing fan counts. We were talking off the air, 8 to 10,000 people at your track every weekend you're racing?
Yes, we're running 7 races this year, and we're running once a month, and then we run the All-American 400, which we are going back to the traditional 400-lap race.
Oh, that's
instead
huge.
Instead of win 200. So, yeah, and the past series is doing it with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing that big race at the end of the year. We'll actually be racing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah, that's going to be huge. You're doing that. And the thing is, I've been talking all on the show. When we talked earlier in the week, you wanted to invite a lot of the local drivers to come up and race on your track. And I'm really considering bringing up Hurricane Motorsports with our bombers to find a class to go up there. And you've got so – what? How many classes you got running up there now?
I've got 10 right
Jeez.
Now. I run 9 pretty much every time we race.
Yeah.
And then 4 times this year I'm running the open wheel modifieds where we partnered up with Huntsville Motor Speedway.
Oh, man.
We called it the six pack series. They run 3 points races. We run 3 and then we combine them together. And that's our point champion for the six pack series for the year.
How perfect for racers and six pack. It works out just right, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, exactly.
You know, just to throw in something, you know, we were talking again off the air preparing for the show that, you know, there's so many racetracks have struggled, even down here talking with Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway, who's getting ready for his 45th annual Snowball Derby in December. We've had to fight rain where most of the country hasn't. It has been a wet, wet summer for us down here, so we've missed a lot of racing. But here you are. You've got a track that struggled with the city trying to close you down. You came back. You've got NASCAR drivers that were willing to buy the track and do whatever they could, including your friend Sterling Marlin, and he's been on the show several times. But now here you go. You got a race tonight. And you've even got a concert with a huge NASCAR star. And I heard Bucky Covington might even be in a race car. Is that right?
Yeah, Bucky's going to drive a legend car.
That's
he was
awesome.
Out here on Tuesday and practiced some. And he will be, you know, he's going to be in the car. He's going to do a 30-minute concert for us. He's going to do a 30-minute meet and greet. And it's all to support the good guys, which is a fire department thing,
cool.
where they help injured firefighters or firefighters killed in the line of duty.
Yeah,
and
you know,
Bucky is really big on this, and he has stepped up a tremendous amount on doing all these things. And He did our radio commercials this week for us, everything. So it's been a huge thing going on, and it's going to be exciting.
Well, props to Bucky for doing that. You know, I mentioned United States Fire Department Racing, and we just had the North Carolina Fallen Firefighters Chief on, and we were able to give them $60,000 worth of product, and they're using that for the same kind of thing. It's all about awareness. So props to you and the track, and especially Bucky. You let him know I appreciate him doing that for the firefighters.
I will sure do that.
All-American 400, what is so special about this race?
Well, it's going to be the 28th annual race. It started back, you know, back years ago. It actually started with Mr. Donahoe when he had the track originally. Mm-hmm. He called it the Marty Robbins World Open 500. And it started from that. Then there was a few years it wasn't done. And then, you know, some promoters didn't do it. And Tony and I decided, you know, in 2010 we were going to do it, but we could not connect on a 400-lap race with anyone. Mm-hmm. So we wound up doing a 200-lap race and a 200-lap pro late model race.
Yeah.
Well, this year we got with Tommy Mayberry with the past series, and we said, hey, Tommy, this is what we want to do. Are you interested? He went, absolutely. And we started going at it at that point back in January, and it's going to be 400 laps. We're also doing that Saturday of that race. This is what you get that day. You're going to get qualifying races. We're only going to lock in the top 15 on Friday night's qualifying session.
Wow.
You have to race your way in the rest of the time.
That's awesome.
We do have some provisionals for some drivers who have won selected races around the United States.
Wow.
If they won that race and they get here and they have problems, they're guaranteed a starting spot.
Wow.
We want to start 43 cars that
night.
Amazing.
That is amazing. And now, this track has got history, so it can handle those amount of cars. But, man, that's asking a lot. But you're getting those kind of car counts. You'll get people from all over the country, like you said.
Oh, yeah.
Because
and we're
going
to do a 125-lap pro late model race that day that pays $4,000 to win. Mm. We're putting up a lap board that pays an extra $10 a lap for whoever leads that lap. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the All-American 400 pays $20 an extra lap to whoever leads. So for every lap we sell, we're going to give it to the drivers.
That's awesome.
There is so much going on. There are so many people who are just coming out of the woodwork on me right now.
Good.
And I'm very proud of the fact they are coming in and going, hey, we want to do some stuff with you.
Right.
You know, Campbell Hosfield, the air compressor company, was in the other day, and they signed up to do a tremendous amount of stuff.
Okay.
And giving the fans things. And it's an awesome thing. It's an awesome feeling that the fans have poured out in support of this 400, because everybody, when it went away back several years ago when they started just doing twin races, everybody wanted to bring it back. So it's back.
And bigger than better, too. And you've got, being in Nashville, you've got some superstars that will probably beat the track there, not just to mention Bunky. But, you know, you also have some great race car drivers that want to come and try to put their hand into the All-American 400, won't you?
Oh, yeah. You've got a tremendous amount of those guys who are big supporters. Country music's a big supporter of racing in Nashville.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We've been very fortunate to have them come in, you know, some of the up-and-coming stars with country music come in to do the national anthem for us at every race. It just keeps growing. And, you know, we're looking at next year already, you know, what we can make it bigger. You know, we want to go back to putting the 400 on TV.
Oh, man. And, yeah, I think you can. It's one of those huge events. Well, let me ask you, if we're a local driver down on the Gulf Coast, we've got a car we want to bring it up to, what's the best way to figure out how we can do it? What do you got on the website for us?
You can go to our website, which is Fairgrounds Speedway Nashville. You can pull that website up. It'll tell you what divisions we run. Mm-hmm. It's got the rules posted there. We have the stuff about the 400 on it. I have camping facilities here for people who want to come in that weekend and camp. And trust me, it is very cheap. It's $35 a night, and that includes everything.
Oh, including the party, I'm sure.
you know there's always a party around here. So.
Gosh.
Well, and we're having a big cookout here on the Wednesday prior to the race for all the drivers and media and everything. We're going to have that about 5:30 and have a big barbecue, and we're just going to kick it off right.
Well, I tell you what, we're looking at trying to make it up there, our race team. Surprise, I know the owner's listening, co-owner, so we're going to try. I'm announcing it now that Hurricane Motorsports wants to come play at the All-American 400, and we hope we can work that out with our schedules and come up there. And in the bomber class, I believe you've got something very similar to it. I mean, 10 classes, if you've got a race car, you're going to find a class to race at, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you've got a perimeter car, you know, we run straight rails here for our pro late models, but if you got a perimeter car, we have a limited late model division, which actually runs our trucks and Premier cars together.
Wow.
And
wow.
It's actually a wonderful show. It puts on an exciting show, and people love it.
Well, Charlie, we can't wait to be a part of it again, and we'll get you back on as we're getting closer and closer. And that's good to hear from you, and welcome back to the show. It's the home of the All-American 400, one of the biggest races in the country, and it's at Fairground Speedway in Nashville. And we're going to work it out to where we're going to have a lot of fun with this as it's coming up closer. Tell Bucky we said hey, and again, Charlie, have a great night at the track tonight.
Appreciate you so much, Kane.
Oh, no problem. And that's going to do it this time around for the show. How about it, Charlie Welch from Nashville checking in, Fairground Speedway. Thank you to Tim Bryan of Five Flag Speedway. Also, a great, great interview with TJ Thompson today. Chris Carter, get feeling better. And also, how about Joe McArdle at Sunny South Raceway taking a big run tonight. Have fun, everybody. God bless, and we'll see you next weekend.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.